The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's July 13th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're looking at Luke chapter 12, verse 34, and it reads, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
So what is precious to you? What is of great value to you? What are you seeking for the most in life? Are you seeking the approval of this world? The approval of this world is backwards from God's ways, and their foundation is not a solid rock. Their truth changes whenever it's convenient for them. Our heart should be seeking God and treasuring his truth, his commands up in our hearts. The Proverbs instruct us to do so, to bind the truth around our neck, it says. Then Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." And this is why we are to not follow our hearts, but to treasure up his word in our hearts, because it sanctifies us. It renews our minds. And wisdom comes from meditating on his word. Is our heart set on obeying his word, or is it set on the things of this world?
Yeah, you know, what we do with our money, you know, where we spend our money tells us exactly what we care about. You know, as does how much of our money we're willing to spend on something. And I saw an article earlier from, it was a website called nonprofitsources.com. And it might be a little old, I think it's a couple years old, but the article stated only 5% of churchgoers tithe. And another stat from that same article, it says that Christian giving on average is 2.5% of their income. And that number is low, but it's even worse because the article mentions that during the Great Depression, Christians gave at an average of 3.3%. So today's Christians are giving less than they were during the Great Depression. And then I decided, well, let's look at GreatDepressionFacts.com and see what the income disparity was. And the average income in America fell to $1,500 per year during the Great Depression. And adjusted for inflation, that is around $42,000 a year. Well, the average American salary today is roughly $50,000 to $60,000 a year. So we make more money today and give less. So there goes that argument of, well, if I just made more, I'd start giving. No, you wouldn't. The fact is, this verse is true, and it should be a mirror into our hearts. Where our treasure is, that is where our hearts will be. You know, I couldn't find a stat necessarily about number of Christians in America in the 1930s, but even just going back to 2007, we've dropped from 75% Christian to roughly 60%. So we're losing our faith, and that is indicated by where our treasure lays. We can all find money to spend on dinners out, vacations, television streaming services, you name it. You know, when we run out of money for the things we want, we sign up for a credit card to make sure we can get what we want. You know, when we sign up for an auto loan, if we need a car and we want to get it, right? But we spend less on charitable giving than we do on new clothes. You know, money is a tool, And it can either be used to serve you and your worldly desires, or it can be used to serve the Lord and the advancement of His kingdom on this earth. Each of us have to make that choice. I pray that we make the right choice.
Amen. We're always preaching to ourselves here too. Mm-hmm. Today's psalm comes from Psalm 74, verses 10 and 11. How long, O God, is the foe to scoff? Is the enemy to revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the fold of your garment and destroy them.
And our proverb comes from Proverbs 13:20. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love Him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.